Good morning, everyone. Like Father Jerome said, my name is Charles. I'm Father Charles Onwodi. But if you can't pronounce it that way, no problem. I have issues sometimes trying to pronounce some of your surnames too. I remember I used to have a novice master, an American, and on the day of profession, the provincial said, let the candidates for profession come forward. And he asked the novice master, have you found these brothers worthy to be admitted into the order? And he said, yes, I have found them worthy. But when he got to my turn, he said, Charles, unworthy. And I looked around. Well, he has declared me unworthy, but before then he said, I'm worthy. But actually, that's the way we all are. We come before God unworthy. Because God does not call the qualified, but he qualifies the called. Each one of us have been called by virtue of our baptism. And by virtue of Christ's death, we become qualified. Looking at our readings today, they speak about prayer and persistence. Abraham persisted, and we see God's loving kindness and mercy. He was willing to spare the city for the sake of the righteous ones. Our gospel reading, Christ tells us, ask and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. And I wonder if it's always the case. Sometimes we pray and it seems as if God is not answering our prayers. Do you ever get that feeling? Seems as if you've prayed and your prayers have not been answered and you persist and it still seems your prayer has not been answered. Is that a contradiction? Does it mean God doesn't keep his word? Certainly not. Mother Teresa of Calcutta helps us to answer this question. She says, when we pray, God will give us one of three answers. It's either God is saying, not yet, or yes, or better still, I have something better in mind for you. So when we pray, God may say yes, he may say not yet, or he may say, I have something better in mind for you. So what seems like a no is not actually a rejection. Rather, it is a redirection. What seems like a no from God is not a rejection. It is a redirection. And to understand this, let us look again at the gospel reading. I want us to look at Luke chapter 11, verses 11 through 13. Now, Jesus says, what father among you will hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Now, you need to know that, the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit is the Spirit of truth, the Spirit that enlightens, the Spirit that reminds us what we ought to do, the Spirit that helps us to persevere and teaches us the truth. So it's not about us and what we want. Many of us are willing to serve God, but we're willing to serve God as advisors. We want to advise God how the world should be ordered, how things should be. It's like your little child walks up to you, you're in the kitchen preparing something, and he says, no, mom, you shouldn't add that. No, mom, that's not the way it should be done. Do it this way. And you wonder. But many times that's what we do with God. When we pray, many times we pray to have things our own way. But when we have the Holy Spirit, we're willing to allow God's will be done in our lives. The attributes of God, we speak of God as all-powerful. We speak of him as all-knowing. We speak of him as all-present. We speak of his providence. He orders creation for his purpose. So we need to learn to trust God. For St. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, that all things work together for good for those who love God. So we need to come to God like that little child, even when we pray. The little child that is at peace in his mother's arms, we're told in Psalm 131. St. Therese of Lisieux, St. Therese of the Child Jesus, beautiful saint I love. She says, the way to come to God is like the little child, to trust God. So when we say your will be done, your kingdom come, we are emptying the self. We're trusting God. And that is what our second reading from the letter to the Colossians is telling us. In baptism, we have chosen to die to the self. It is no longer about us. It is about God and wanting to do his will. In high school, the Pentecostals, they had this song, I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man. So it's not the old man who wants to please the self, but it's the new man who has died with Christ Jesus. We see that also in Romans chapter 6, from verses 3. So that it is no longer about us. The tension will always be there because we're body and soul. St. Paul says the same thing in his letter to the Romans chapter 7, verse 19. The good I want to do, I cannot do. The evil I do not want to do, I end up doing. So he laments in verse 24. Oh, what a wretched man I am. Who can save me from this body destined to death? Thanks be to God who gives us life in Christ Jesus. So Jesus is saying when we pray, God will give us the Spirit of truth, the Spirit that helps us to die to the self, to persevere, to persist, that his kingdom and his will be done. Because all he wants is he wants to lead us back to himself. Because that is the purpose for which he created us. So we are called to be witnesses. We need to know that. 1 Peter 2:9, a passage I love so much. It says, you are a holy people, a royal priesthood, a consecrated race, a people set apart. That becomes our identity. That is who we are by virtue of our baptism. A holy people, a royal priesthood, a consecrated race, a people set apart. We share in the threefold office of Christ, who is priest, prophet, and king. And the second part of that verse tells us our mission. You are a holy people, a royal priesthood, a consecrated race, a people set apart to proclaim the name of he who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So the universal mission of the church and our mission is to preach the good news, to be witnesses. And so, that is why I'm here today, to share the good news with you and to call you to be part of that mission, to preach the good news. I come from Nigeria. I'm a Dominican working in the province of Nigeria and Ghana. And we're trying to bring the good news to the ends of the earth, to Nigeria and to Ghana. But of course, it comes with plenty of challenges. We have to fight corruption. We have to fight poverty. We have to fight preaching the good news in a hostile environment. You have the Muslims who don't want the message of Christ to be spread to the ends of the earth. We have our own version of maybe ISIS or Al-Shabaab in Boko Haram. Boko Haram means no to Western education. So they come up with terrorist attacks, bombing churches, attacking Christians, killing people. And for us as Dominicans working up north in Nigeria, we always have to struggle with these challenges. Sometimes our churches are burnt and we go back to rebuild them. And with every little provocation, they do the same thing. We have our nuns working in hospitals run by the church, and we try to provide health care for the people. We run schools where we try to provide education and also teach the faith to the children. We also run chaplaincies where we want the young people to encounter Christ. But we face the challenges of finances. We have about 70 brothers in formation, and it's very expensive to train these brothers. As mendicants, we depend on support. And so I've come to a Dominican parish where I believe that the people are also willing to be part of God's providence, to help to other things towards the good of the people. So I'm going to ask that you please be generous in supporting our vocations and our missions, not necessarily out of your plenty or excess, because all of us have to step out of our comfort zones. That's what it means to be a Christian. You know, sometimes we are like little children. We want to always have our way. The little child will always cry and eat and put everything in the mouth. But to be a Christian filled with the Spirit is to be ready to shift outside of that comfort zone. It takes the Spirit of God to say, it's not about me, it's not about what I want, but God's kingdom being present. So we pray that as you give, you will try to make God's kingdom present in our part of the world. We ask that you please support us. If you would want to train a brother, even from the beginning to the priesthood, please feel free. You can get in touch with Father Jerome. Some people have done that. We thank God for their generosity. And we pray that guided by the Spirit, we will indeed allow God's kingdom to be present amongst us, and that His will be done in our lives. Thank you, and God bless you.